Have you ever heard someone in the world speak about God and his statues and wonder how they can be so close to God's truth, yet they miss it altogether? On long trips, I sometimes like to listen to religious stations, and I get to hear some well-intentioned minister talking about God's way, and they are 80% right. But when they come to special things like the Sabbath, holy days, or clean unclean meats, they veer way off topic. How can this be? How can they look at the exact same Bible as you and I and miss it all together? Before I give you the title of this message, I want to read to you some lyrics from a very popular song of a group called Avicii. The title of this song is Wake Me Up. This is the song. Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time, I was finding myself, and I did not know I was lost. He did not know he was lost. The title of this message is, They Don't Know That They're Lost. They don't know that they're lost. Surely, we all know lots of people like that. In fact, we ourselves were just like that. We were lost. We tried our best, most of us, to be a good person, do the right things. We thought we were being Christian and lived to the best of our ability. Yet there was something lacking, something that we did not have, something that we didn't know we didn't have. That is God's Holy Spirit. Do we know someone like that in the Bible? Yes, we do. So let me give you a list of some of his accomplishments, and I bet you'll figure out who I'm talking about. He was likely born between the ages of 5 BC and 5 AD. The Bible indicates that he was a Roman citizen by birth, which at that time, He was a Roman citizen. Yes, he was. And being a Roman citizen at that time was important since of the Roman occupation. See, that was not so hard to say. He was from a devout Jewish family in the city of Tarsus, one of the largest trade centers in that area. It had been in existence for several hundred years prior to his birth. It was renowned for its university. During the time of Alexander the Great, who died in 323 BC, Tarsus was the most influential city in Asia Minor. He referred to himself as being of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, the Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. While he was still fairly young, he was sent to Jerusalem to receive his education at the school of Gamaliel, one of the most noted rabbis in the Bible and history. The Hillel school was noted for giving its students a balanced education, likely giving him a broad exposure to classical literature, philosophy, and ethics. But yet, something was still missing. So by now, you probably figured out the man I'm referring to was Saul, who would soon become Paul. Everything he did throughout his life did not get him found until he had been struck blind on the way to Damascus. He was completely lost without God's Holy Spirit. He fully believed he was doing God's will. But was he? So let's go to Acts 9, and we'll start in verse 1. Acts 9, verse 1. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, and at this time they were not called Christians, they were of the way, whether man or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. See, he thought he was doing God's bidding. He fully believed it. Verse 3. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Verse 5. And he said, this is important, who are you, Lord? After all that training and studying, he didn't even know who God was. He thought he knew. Then the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So let's stop here and think. Saul, marching to find the people who are frustrating the Jews and that way of life to bring them to justice, which most likely meant imprisonment, beatings, or maybe even death. Did he feel righteous in doing these things? Yes. Yes, he did. He thought he knew the way to gain God's favor. He had to bring these followers of the way, the followers of Jesus of Nazareth, to justice, to wipe them out. This was his mission, apparently. And he was quite successful, as we see in the books of Acts, that people knew who he was and were afraid of him when they saw him. They were worried that maybe he was just acting to get in their favor so he could take them to prison. So, what do you think is running through his mind when he hears Jesus' voice ask him? In verse 4 we see, then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And then he said, who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Verse 6. This is Acts 9, verse 6. So he, trembling and astonished, and said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Verse 7. And the man who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. So Saul was not the only person who heard the voice. Everyone in his company heard it. But we only hear about Saul becoming Paul later on. We don't hear anything about these other guys. They're not named. I just find that interesting. But they all heard it, but only Saul did something. Saul rose, verse 8. From the ground, and when his eyes were open, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus, and he was there 3 days without sight, and he neither ate nor drank. The issue, as you and I understand, is that he had not been called yet. And no matter how much he thought he knew, he really didn't know. He was at the stoning of Stephen, and I'm sure he thought he was doing God's bidding, but he was wrong. Are we still guilty? No matter how much knowledge and understanding we think we have, we cannot gain the knowledge, godly knowledge, outside of the direction and teaching of God. Yes, there are many good and wholesome people in this world, but without God's Spirit, sadly, they are lost. Is the rest of the world lost? Yes, of course it is. No matter what you say or do, without God's intervention and calling them, the people of this world cannot understand his plan. Yet. Back to the words of the song Wake Me Up by Avicii. Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart, I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. And jumping down into the song, all this time, I was finding myself, and I did not know I was lost. But there is hope, brethren. Not all is lost. Many people will not understand or learn God's way until they're resurrected. Then they will be given a chance to learn the proper way to give, live, and to love. After Jesus Christ returns, he will expand the process of offering salvation to all of mankind. Everyone who lives during this time, as he returns, will receive the opportunity to accept this gift of eternal life available, but with God's Holy Spirit. They too will be called. They too will be found, no longer lost. The scripture shows that God's great purpose and desire is to give eternal life to his children and to keep them from failing. All will be given this opportunity to believe in Jesus Christ, accept eternal life through him, and prove their commitment to God by their works, the actions in their lives. Till that day when the world no longer will be lost.